And
I was never more shocked. I mean, and this isn't like a statement, a stereotyping any particular group, but it's more about the age and particular ethnicity. It was kind of seemed odd to me. I remember being in a Walmart down when I was at Anime Expo, and these two middle-aged black women were behind me in line, and kids came in dressed in cosplay costumes from Naruto, and you know, the first thing I thought, you know, okay, they're gonna like, what are they wearing? And then the one girl turns, she's like, oh yeah, that's from Naruto. She's like, that's Sasuke. And I'm like, what the hell? And I, you know, it just dawned on me that, you know, the influence of anime is, you know, it's become much more widely known.
Oh, I want to tell you my own Naruto story. I mean, it's basically I have a Naruto button on the back of my backpack. It's like one of my identifying markers on my backpack to help me identify mine opposed to other people's. And I was just randomly walking down the hallway in class, and keep in mind I'm in a seminary, and just a random woman, standing right before me, just suddenly said, "Oh, so like you're a huge Naruto fan, aren't you? Like what episode have you watched up to?" And it's like, "What? You know about that?" It's like, you know, I have to watch it along with my husband because my husband's like totally hooked on it. And
right,
yeah, and it's like
she married.
And the thing is that like you find that these like people who know about this stuff pop up in the places you would think are unlikely, and. Like, again, my next door neighbor, you know, I greeted him. He visited me for the first time, and he just suddenly took a look at my bookshelf and said, "Oh, you got Noir. And you got a Unit 2 sitting in front of your monitor." It's like, what? You know about all this stuff? And it's like, you know, I kind of liked that show, but I thought it had too much fan service. You know what fan service is?
My God.
Fan service. And it's like, I asked him, you must be a huge otaku. It's like, no, I'm not really an otaku. I don't want to call myself an otaku. Uh-huh. Otaku has too many negative connotations. It's like, you know the real meaning of the word otaku too, don't you?
Actually, yeah. That makes him a person in denial. Sponsor us! Sponsor us, anime companies! Mail us DVD copies!
After we've...
I'm not kidding. Mike bought a ton.
after we've probably thoroughly trashed them, you guys. Yes, please send us stuff.
Yep.
Hey, you gotta be fair, right? Yeah. You gotta be fair, right? Son, I don't care if you guys pull out crappy stuff. We're gonna tell you it's crappy.
Right.
We're not doing this for a fee.
No,
right? We're not doing this for a fee.
We have integrity as reviewers, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but
if we think it's shite, we'll tell you it's shite.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. Of course, if you pay us a massive amount of money, then hey, I live in Japan long enough. If I get paid, I can change my view. That's what the Japanese do.
Yes, the one sellout, the one
putting on your green money colored glasses, which magically makes the shows look good.